My name is Zhaoying Summers. Don't worry about pronouncing Zhaoying. My iPhone auto correct Zhaoying to annoying. People also ask me, why don't you have a Chinese last name? I had one before I got married. I was a hoe.
You are so pretty. If I'm a guy, right? Like, do you just get disgusted by guys go to be like, you know, you are too pretty to be a comedian?
Yeah, I got that more when I was younger. I feel like
you're still young.
Aging out of that.
Thank God for aging.
I know.
That's the only good thing about aging.
Such a relief. I'm turning into the friend that guys ask for advice about, they come to me for advice about their girlfriends.
Nice.
Yeah, it's nice. I like being the friend.
Hi, guys. I'm Zhaoying Summers. Welcome back to the Tiger MILF podcast. Happy Monday. How are you doing? You're at the right place. Yes, you are going to feel so much better about your life after this. You're welcome. I like to offer things. I'm a communist. I give my heart and soul for free. Just spend all your money and buy my tickets now. I will be at the Apollo Theater November 9th. This is annoying, but I'm spammy. I'm a Chinese app. Today is so special. I've known this lady for a while. I've been a fan of hers for a while. And she's one of the most beautiful girl. And she's very kind. That's bad when they are pretty and nice. You know, that's disgusting. But you know what? She's funny and she's fabulous. And guess what? We are lucky to have her today. Are you ready for the very beautiful, very funny Erica Rhode?
Wow.
Erica.
Hi.
I finally get to sit here with you. We always run to each other in New York and LA fast.
We cross paths and then we're on different coasts again. Yeah.
Yes. I remember when I was at Helium in Portland, Oregon, and in the green room, and I saw your album cover.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I know her.
Aww.
That's my girl. I'm like, look at that girl. I know her. I was so proud of you.
Aww.
You look so amazing with all the legends.
Thank you. Yeah, that was my first album.
It's amazing. I think Portland is such a special, just very unique, city.
Yeah, they love comedy.
They do.
Too.
Why?
They laugh. They need to laugh there.
Because it rings so much. It's depressing.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're all on drugs.
I think so. Yeah, they are all on drugs. Everybody's on drugs. What do you think about drugs?
Well, I think, you know, people should do whatever they feel like mm-hmm. helps them.
I feel like I want to, if I feel unhappy,
yeah.
I want to know why I'm such a loser. Like, I don't want a drug to change how I feel. I just
so
feel
do
like
you think how you feel is always circumstantial?
I think so. I mean,
yeah.
I believe in depression, though, because I've been depressed after postpartum depression. So I never believed in therapy, but now I have a therapist since January, and she changed my life.
Really?
Really did.
Just how did she do it?
Just she's like, she helped me understand me.
Yeah.
And I learned to understand me and accept me. And I actually got sober because of my therapy. My therapist never asked me to get sober, but I just learned about myself. I learned that I don't love myself enough.
Yeah.
And I decided to get sober.
Yeah.
It's been 4 months.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. So
that's a big decision.
It's really hard.
Yeah.
Last night I was at dinner party. There's champagne. There's alcohol everywhere. And it's amazing because I'm with a lot of people. Some are new people. I don't want to say, hi, I'm sober. Don't serve me. I'm just I don't want to drink. And then the supermodels, waiters, like they wait at the table, but they are also models. They are so pretty, but they don't remember what you said.
Yes.
So they'll ask me, four of them, like they are all gorgeous. And they just keep asking me, do you want some champagne? I'm like, no, I don't drink. They're like, oh, how about whiskey? I'm that's also alcohol. They're like, oh, you don't drink alcohol. And some girl was like, oh, do you want some red wine? This is mellow. White wine. I'm like, they offer me all night. And I was sad. I just say, I don't drink. And I'm sitting right next to Drake's dad. Then it's Graham. He's like,
Drake's dad?
Yeah. He's
whoa.
Like, he's like, you are a comedian. You don't drink. I'm like, yes, that's how miserable I am. He's like,
that's the new wave though. That's a new wave of comedians. Everyone's sober.
He's like, that's great. He's like, so why do you choose to be sober? I said, it's because when I tell my son I'm disappointed, I want him to know that I'm under no influence. The only influence I'm under is that he sucks. That's the only reason I said it. It's like, I'm disappointed. I'm not drunk. I'm not high. I'm disappointed by you. You alone.
So you just want to know who you can blame.
Yeah.
Besides yourself. You're like, if I take myself out of the equation.
Yes. Oh my God. That's brilliant. Yeah. Erica, that is brilliant. I'm like, I'm not a problem.
Yeah.
Why am I still sad? What's wrong with me? It's you guys. Yeah.
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 That makes sense.
I was just like, look at my son, my daughter. You guys, you wrecked me into shreds.
Into what? Moment,
like a pieces, my vagina. Blow up my vagina.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You blow up my vagina. It's okay, yeah. Okay. You know, you are not a bad person. Just you did a bad thing. But it doesn't mean you are a bad person.
Do you think you're funnier sober or not sober?
I don't know.
There's
though.
No difference.
I felt that I think I'm funnier when I'm drunk, but I don't think other people think I'm funnier.
Yeah, that's what I think happens a lot.
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't think you are as funny when you are sober, but you are actually being funny. I feel like that's
right.
Because we are artists, that we are super insecure. We hate ourselves.
Yes, most
So we don't want
do.
To feel.
Mm-hmm. I mean, most comics hate themselves a little bit.
You are so pretty. If I'm a guy, right? Like, do you just get disgusted by guys go to be like, you know, you are too pretty to be a comedian?
Yeah, I got that more when I was younger. I feel like
you're still young.
Aging out of that.
Thank God for aging.
I know.
That's the only good thing about aging.
Such a relief. I'm turning into the friend that guys ask for advice about, they come to me for advice about their girlfriends.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's nice. I like being the friend.
That's hilarious. So what happens when you were younger, guys were like, don't you know you can do acting? You'd be like,
yeah,
I'm doing acting.
I did do a lot of acting. Yeah.
So guys be like, you are too pretty to be a comedian. Like,
I did get that in the beginning.
That's hilarious.
A little bit.
I'm just like, what do you mean? You're going to save me from this? Like, I'm too pretty to do comedy. Like, you're going to save me?
Yeah, exactly. Do you want to pay my rent?
Yeah. Are you going to rescue me from, it's like talking to a whore. You know, you are too nice to be a slut, like to be a prostitute.
Right.
Like, you are too good to be a prostitute. Like, are you going to buy me out of this?
Right.
Right, like you are not a solution. Stop telling me I'm too good, too pretty to be a comedian. I'm here because I'm a piece of shit, you know, something happened.
Right. Well, people probably don't think you're a comedian. Like, when you walk into a club, they probably say, oh, can I see your ticket? Right? Does that happen to you a lot? Because that happens to me all the time where it's like, they don't think I'm the comic.
They tell me, this is an English show. Can you understand?
That's funny.
They'd be like, Thrifty, that's not a Taylor Swift concert. That's Erica Rhodes. You'd be like, I am her. They'd be like, she's a crazy Swifty. She thinks it's Taylor Swift.
You would think I would be, right?
Yeah.
Are you?
I don't think you are. I think you are more like Stevie Nicks or like a Janis Joplin or something.
Yeah, definitely more into Stevie Nicks.
Like Amy Winehouse.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah,
you nailed it.
Yeah, me too. I'm more like,
I'm dark. Yes.
Like, Taylor's life is like, she's an artist. She writes about her life and she's so hot. She can get any dick she wants. I don't relate to that. I'm like, you do your girl.
Same.
I'm happy you're getting the money. I'm happy you get all the good dicks. Like, I don't relate. Like,
same. It just seems too perfect and I don't quite buy half of it.
Yeah. I go back to black. And
me
Taylor
too.
Can go back to December.
Yeah.
She can go back to December. We go back to black.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God. I'm just so curious about your life because you are a gorgeous blonde girl.
I wish everyone complimented me this
America's
much.
America's sweetheart and also fucking hilarious. You just, I love watching your video is because your writing is so brilliant. The way you speak, because I think people love you is because they relate to you. You say the most common thing, but then you find a humor in there without trying to be unique because you are unique. Like you just, I just love that. I love your comedy. I always loved your comedy. When I start comedy, you headline like a lot of big clubs. Like I always like, I'm like, she's too pretty to be funny. Like I don't get it. And then I watch you, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so funny.
Aww.
That's like a, just, you can't judge a book by its cover. Like, yeah, it really.
That is true.
Yeah.
I think it is because I don't, like, when you say that, it's I'm like, what? Because I don't feel it, you know? Like,
I like your joke about the mountains. I think you just go there.
Oh, you're the
like, there's mountains outside. Let me talk about that.
Yeah.
I love that.
They were obsessed with their mountains.
Yeah.
In a mountain town, all they talk about is the mountain. Like, have you seen the mountain? Have you gone up the mountain? Have you gone down the mountain? What? Have you taken a picture in the, like, on top of the mountain? Like, it's all about the mountain.
24/7.
Yeah, it's all about one mountain.
What's so special about the mountain? Like,
they are, I started to see, you know, it's very beautiful. They're not as trapped on their phones.
I think, you know, they still have happiness.
Yeah, and a mountain town feels like happy people.
I think so.
Yeah. I did one show in a barbecue restaurant.
Yummy.
Called Moe's Barbecue.
Where is it?
In Vail, outside of Vail, Colorado.
Oh,
nice.
It was
so much fun. They just wanted to laugh, you know? They just needed to laugh. So.
Yeah, because they are laughing at their, like, I don't know, goats and
yeah, ears. They're a little bored.
Yeah.
I think so. Boredom is good for people.
It's good. They are not overstimulated.
Stimulated.
And they actually can enjoy humor.
Exactly.
Yes.
And they can be present with you.
I think so.
Yeah.
Because like, with the TikTok, Instagram reel, people just on their phone, they are super stimulated.
Non-stop.
Yeah. And I just feel like it's, I try to not be on my phone.
Yeah.
I used to post on all my platforms. Now I only do my Instagram, and my assistant, she just do everything.
Really?
She's still young. She can take the poison. I'm way too old for this.
You need to hire your assistant.
Yes, I'm
I
way too old.
I don't want to do it either.
I'm way too old.
You're not old.
Like, I have like two toddlers. They will drain your soul and suck your blood.
Oh, yeah.
And take the living juices out of you.
Would you recommend not having kids if you
could? I think, but if you prefer to be suffering, like, some people like to suffer. Like, I don't know you well enough. I'll give you advice. I think people like you, you'll see that when you go film a major, like, your major special and your son pees on your shirt, you are going to be the girl who go on stage with the pee on it. You'll be like,
I'll be like, whatever.
Yeah, this is my son's pee. This is, I have a boy. Yeah. You'll be funny and you'll be okay with it. I think because
really?
You're a comedian, like you are funny. You're just funny. You'll be okay with it.
You'll just be like, look like a mess and it'll be fine.
Yeah, you can, like, you have everything perfect, but then you have pee. You'll be fine. But some people are like,
I'm always amazed by hot moms. Like, I always feel like that's kind of unfair to be a hot mom.
Like, if you are single, you have to be like, care about how you look, because that's the only time you get attention. Like, I'm a single mom, so I'm just like, I have two babies and I'm a single mom. Like, I feel like a piece of shit, and whenever I go outside, I want to look good. Also, I'm from the dumpster. Like, I was a dumpster baby.
You were?
My father didn't want me.
You were thrown away into a dumpster?
Yeah, outside my house. But he was on the way to the dumpster because he wanted the boy. He was drunk. It was kind of like an incident.
But
can't stop telling me about it. Whenever I don't get an A+, you're like, you know, you belong to the dumpster, but we brought you back. Can you just get an A+?
Whoa.
So, like, I just want to look
you're
pretty.
A high achiever because of that?
I think so. Because they tell me every Tuesday, like, hey, you know, like, we didn't want you.
Well, then what happened? How did...
My father was drunk and he wanted to throw me away because he wanted the boy.
Oh, but then he took you back?
My mom's like, no, I changed my mind. I want her back. She's ugly, but she's a fighter. Like, I can see that she's going to be something special.
She's ugly, but a fighter?
Yeah, I'm ugly in China.
Like, you're not ugly.
You are the Chinese beauty standard. They want all the Chinese girls to have
to
big eyes, to have blonde hair, to be white, like a bleached asshole, and to have colored eyes, which you wear eye contact. Like, that's what they want. Like,
that's not natural, though. That's all fake.
They are learning. The Eastern Asia's beauty standard is learning towards, like, a natural skin. You know, but like, if you see K-pop, you know, K-pop, they represent the beauty of East Asia. Like,
but
all the
here you're very beautiful.
Well,
don't
thank you
think?
Please tell my mom. Let's send her this clip. She needs to hear this.
What's your mom's name?
Julia.
Julia, your daughter is very beautiful.
That's so sweet. Thank you.
Get it together.
Thank you so much, Erica. I'm dying to learn. Like, you must be like a gorgeous child. Like, what happened to you that you decided to make people laugh? Instead of judging them because you are hot.
I think I have very low self-esteem.
What happened?
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure that out. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm trying to figure out. I had a very disabled father, and I think I you know, was always worried about him. And I don't know if that affected things. But then my mom was a high achiever. She was very busy all the time. We had a lot of babysitters, so we didn't really have a lot of parental care when we were really young. And I didn't really get the tools when I was younger to be confident, because I was sort of taught that performing would bring me love and everything.
We have very similar.
Yeah, my mom's a violinist. She's a professional violinist. So she always kind of pushed me to be a performer. Mm-hmm. So if I did well with performing, you know, I mean, my parents loved me, obviously, but it was like, yeah, I was kind of taught to be a performer very young.
I think it's like our parents, they did the best that they know how by the environment and by how, what is the standard of a good parent.
Yeah.
And I think like my mother, she had me, she got married when she was 18. And forgiving my mom and not being a victim, it taught me to become the strong woman I am, healthy and strong and not a victim.
Because how do you think you did that? Because that, a lot of people can't do that.
They can't. And it's impossible, because my father, I would say he's a non-functioning alcoholic. Like, I've never seen him sober.
Whoa. Ever. Is that why you decided to become sober?
Yeah, because I think it's in my blood. Like, I can feel it.
Yeah.
Because if this is vodka, I'll finish this and do one more and two more. Then I'll go tonight to the improv and have three beers. And I can still perform.
Really?
But it's very unhealthy, because the hangover, like when I was younger, I don't feel it. Now I'm older, like the hangover in the morning, I can't live like a comedian, because I can't wake up at 2 p.m. I have two kids. My son invades my room at 7 a.m. Like, mommy, mommy, you know, like he just can't shut up.
Right.
I feel bad for him. His father left. You know, I'm the only thing he got.
Aww.
I'm the dad and the mom. You know, I have to be there for him.
Yeah.
Because he's a Chinese boy. You know, he needs to like learn how to be disciplined and good, because being an Asian man in America is very hard. You know, like,
yeah,
it's getting better, but I want him to be confident and be well loved, so he won't become a victim, like, oh, why is this towards me?
Yeah.
He'll be like, he will try to be good and change the system, rather than be like, oh, me. But this is not about you, you know?
Right.
I want to love him. I think that's the only way I can make him feel confident.
It's like, so
be there for him and forgive him when he's not performing well.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's when they learn that if they know they are loved, they will get up when they are knocking down.
Yes.
But I didn't know I was loved. It was being just brutal. I was older one. My mom was working full time. She's raising three children, and I was the older one. She took out her frustration with her failed marriage on me. Whenever I don't do well, she'll slap me and hit me. But it's very normal in China. Like, slapping is like breakfast.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I just... I hated her when I left for America to learn English and to learn business. I want to be an actress. But then I started working like seven jobs in school, because we got in a fight and her business went under. She can't pay my tuition, so I started to paying for everything. Then I realized how hard it is to survive.
Yes.
I understand how did my mom do it. She took us out of the village, and she took us to the city, and she sent us to the best schools all on her own without any support. And I'm like, she never had a childhood. My grandpa died when my mom was seven, and my grandma sent my mom's brothers to school, but my mom never went to school because she was a girl.
Whoa.
So she was working in the factory when she's 13, and then she married my father when she's like 18. She had me when she's 19.
Oh my
She God. Never had a childhood. She never had a marriage. She never had anything. She's been a full-time slave her whole life. No wonder she's a cunt.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so you
I forgave her. I'm like,
yeah, you can see what it took to just get through the days.
Yes, she just got through the days, and I wanted to become financially free and become I ignored all everything everybody said. I said I decided to live my dream. I decided I think I can become a performer. I can become a comedian. I can be successful. And I will have so much money. I'll send my mom to school. She loved to study.
Did you do
that? She's learning English now. She's in school.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Driving her Mercedes to school, learning English.
Whoa.
She's like, wow.
Where does she live?
With me. Here in California, in LA.
And do you get along now?
Now we got along, because I got older. I have the capacity... A certification to forgive her, to love her.
Yeah,
she was never loved. My grandma loved her, but
yeah,
she's beneath the boys. Like,
Right.
Like, if my grandma feed her, that's enough. Like, she can't go to school. She was very good at school, but she can't continue.
Oh, geez.
So my mom is very happy now. And she's like, Zhao Ying, I just realized it's very hard to learn English. It's so hard. The ABCs are very hard. I'm working so hard on my school as the ABCs are hard. Think about, you know, telling dick jokes on stage, mom. It's harder.
Is she proud of you?
She won't say it because it's an Asian thing, but I know she is very proud of me.
Right.
When I got inducted into Asian Hall of Fame, she cried. She said, I knew you'd be here. It took us so long because I didn't have a husband who was making money. I can give you the love you needed to not take the wrong road. But you figured your way out and you are here today. I'm proud of you.
Wow.
I'm proud of what you did, not you. I'm proud of what you did. I'm like, okay. Okay, mom.
My mom always says that she shouldn't say, I'm proud of you. So she says, you should be proud of yourself.
Your mom and my mom, they can go to the Grove.
My mom might be similar. Yeah.
Yeah, they can hang out. They can hang out. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
She made you funny.
Yeah, I think so. She is
pretty
funny
too. Holy
shit. Yeah.
Holy shit. You should be proud of yourself.
Yeah, you should be proud of yourself.
I shouldn't be proud of you, but you should be proud of yourself. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
She's a character. The other day, I was telling her that, you know, if I go on dates with guys, they try to be funny and I don't like that.
I hate it.
They're never funny.
No,
right?
They try. It's forceful.
They try so hard to be funny. And even if, I mean, most comics aren't even funny, like if you hang out with them, mm-hmm. you know? So trying to be funny is like torture for me.
It's very uncomfortable for me.
Yeah.
I can't handle it.
So you feel that way too?
I'm disgusted. I always say this one thing. I just say, I'm just a girl standing in front of a boy, ask him to not tell a joke.
Yeah, to not try.
To not try to be funny.
Yeah.
That's all you have to do. Just don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't handle it.
You can be the most serious guy and I'll like you more than if you try to be funny.
Yeah. I own a comedy club that's an open mic place. Like, I listen to open mic 24/7.
Oh,
I'm
right.
I'm not going to.
No.
I can't do it. It just is trying to be funny. It's like, I can't sing. You know, it's like me trying to sing all the karaoke song.
Yeah.
I need to Whitney Houston. I'm doing Hallelujah. Like, when somebody can't sing, like, I can't sing. I know how disgusting I am. Like, I know how disgusting my friends are when I try to sing.
Right.
I force them to listen.
Yeah.
It's rude.
Exactly. And we're not, and then we feel forced to laugh,
mm-hmm.
like a polite, like, huh.
Yeah.
You probably don't. You probably just stare at them.
I'm just like, my pussy is so dry. I need more water. I can't handle it.
I know. I kind of do that too, where I just freeze and I just go, huh?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
It's like, we you don't have to be the funny one.
Right.
Yeah, you can just be the one who has money and and just don't talk.
Exactly. Don't talk and pay for things.
Yes.
It's that would not be nice. Hard.
Yeah. It's actually easier to don't talk and pay for things.
Yeah.
Rather than try to be funny.
Exactly.
I think people think what we do is easy. That's why. They think
like,
tell a joke.
And they want it. I mean, I think most men want to be the funny one. That's why it's harder for female comics to find a man.
It's very hard. They want to be the funnier one because being the funnier one means they are smarter and more aggressive.
Yes.
More in power.
Yes.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. They have to get rid of some of their ego, I think. But anyway, I was telling my mom about how guys try to be funny. And she said, I think because a lot of people secretly wish they were a comedian. And then she said, I have no idea why anyone would want to do that.
Maybe like, mom, I think like, your only daughter kind of do that full time.
Second daughter, yeah.
Second daughter.
Yeah.
You have an older one?
I have an older sister.
That's awesome. I have a younger sister too, so I'm very interested in like the relationship between sisters.
Yeah, are you close or
we are. We've always when I was younger, I just don't think it's fair because she is very like fair skinned, so she's considered very beautiful in China, and I'm too dark to be pretty, and I'm in my heart I envious of her, but I always protect her.
Yeah.
When she's bullied in school, I'll go there and beat people up and to protect her. But like I just. I never hated her. I was just like a little bit envious because it was so effortless for her to be the cute, pretty girl. And there's nothing I can do. Like my mom would buy her a pink dress and give me an army soldier outfit.
Be like, what?
I'm
the opposite.
I'm like, I'm not going to Baghdad.
Did she want
mom.
You
like,
to join the army?
She didn't want to. She's like, you won't get bullied if you just wear boy's outfit because you are not pretty. Like, I was so mad one day.
This is so just not true.
I steal my sister's pink dress. I'm like, I'm wearing the pink dress. She's like, no. Yeah, the kids are going to make fun of you. And she was right. The guys were like, oh my God, you are so dark. Like, you pollute pink. That's so disgusting. The colorism in East Asia. They say, like, if you are dark skinned, you can't wear bright color.
Why?
Like in America, if you don't have a tan, you can't wear bright color because you don't look as good as like dark people in like a bright yellow, bright pink,
really?
Bright purple.
I don't know any of these rules.
I don't know. I feel like when you have a tan, like bright color, yeah. Look better in America. Like people are like, oh, you look too pale to be wearing this. But it's also stupid because like your real skin color is whatever the color you should be happy about because it's healthy. Tanning is very dangerous.
I know. I never do it.
You shouldn't because if you put it like a spray tan, mm-hmm. like your sheet is like
ew.
You have. All over your sheet.
Ew.
And if you like go to the sun and tan too much, it's bad for your skin. And in Asia, they would bleach their skin.
Whoa.
All of the skincare thing. You know it, right? You are from the Philippines, right? You can talk.
You bleach it?
Yeah. Yeah, papaya soap. And also like even sunscreen has like a bleaching agent to make your skin lighter. Because
what?
Being like if you look at all the beauty queens like Philippines produce a lot of beautiful women. But like if you look at the beauty queens, they are all like lighter skinned. Even in India, like the beauty queen for India, they are all like a British mix.
Really?
No, that's what we look like.
But I feel like here, the more exotic you look, the better. Like
yes.
You look more exotic if you have darker skin.
Yes.
And then your eyes pop more.
Yes.
And I feel like here, that's considered very beautiful.
Yeah, in America is like more like a diverse. But still, in America, when I see some girl who's very pale, they get bullied.
Yeah, so it's we don't like pale.
Yeah, but it's like it's also like you'll be the hottest girl if you are pale, like a bleached asshole. Like you'll be the prettiest girl if you are. In Chinese culture, we say 一白遮千丑. If your skin's white, it will cover all your ugliness.
What?
If you have an ugly feature, like a fucked up nose, like a fucked up teeth, but if your skin's very white, you'll still be prettier than the girl who look like a Beyonce. That's how disgusting it is. But they think Beyonce
so is
hot.
So they're very racist there.
It's not.
It's
just
not
the
racist,
colorism.
But like
colorism.
The color is.
But they also allow, they were like, Beyonce is so dark. She's gorgeous because she's black. You are Chinese, you are dark, you're ugly.
What?
They have the category, right? Like, she's so serious.
No, I didn't know any of this.
He's from the Philippines.
And okay. And in the Philippines, you want to be whiter too?
All of Asia.
Really? And then in America, you don't want to be. You don't want to be this pale. Like everyone as pale as I am wants to be tan.
They want to be tan. And
yeah.
I think they also should stop that. Because getting tanned, some people don't get a good tan. When you're too white, you get orange.
Yeah.
And because the girls who's so pale in America, they feel not attractive.
Right.
And they won't get tanned and they don't feel good about their skin. Same like when I was a little girl, being dark, I want to peel my skin off so I can be whiter.
Oh,
because I was so bullied, I couldn't wear pink.
You were bullied?
Yeah. That's why I'm funny, I guess.
Yeah, there you go.
I was like, I was not allowed to wear pink. The kids throw rock on me. They're like, go back to Africa.
What? Horrible.
Angelina, you know that, right? He knows it. It's ridiculous, the colorism.
It's so shocking to me. I didn't know any of this.
That's why it's laughable when I see a pale-skinned girl in America be like, the kids don't like me. I have no friends. They think I'm a ghost.
Does that happen?
I have girls, like, I have, like, some of my fans, she'll be like, oh, I don't get a good tan. Like, I'm so light, and, like, I just feel like people think I'm sick. Like, are you sick?
Oh.
You know, it just, it's so unhealthy either way.
Yeah, I mean, geez, do the men have the same thing as the women?
Not really.
Yeah, exactly.
Men can be darker and sexy,
women,
right? Angelito? Yeah.
Women's idea of beauty is always... like an enigma, like you can never figure it out.
And also, like you can be the most beautiful girl in the world and you'll still find something wrong with you.
Yeah.
And the big fat men laying on the couch making fun of all the beauty queens. Like, oh, she's fat. Her legs too short. Oh, she has a long torso. And when he's eating chips and fucking fries, it's like his belly is hanging out. And he's like, man, they look like shit. They're like, damn, look at this. I'm a catch. Girl, she can be like, I don't know, Heidi Klum, be like, I think I should lose 2 pounds. There's something wrong. We should just feel good about ourselves.
Well, it's bad with society if very young girls are valued for their looks because
they are. I think the baby beauty queen, like a teen USA, should just be canceled.
Yeah.
I think so. Because if you peak when you are a teen, you're going to be a fucking loser, bitch.
But there are many professions that rely on looks. I mean, models, ballet. I did ballet as a kid. I was very anorexic when I did that. And but that's very reliant on looks. Acting is very dependent on looks. I mean, there's so many of them. You can't really take out all the things
that
are dependent. But comedy is not. Like, I remember at one audition I had, and a casting director was, I think it was for a class, and a casting director gave us feedback after. And I thought I had a good audition, and he said, your face doesn't match your body. You need to slim down a bit. And I remember that was kind of a moment where I was like, or I could just do comedy.
Yeah,
they don't care about, you know. Yeah, he's
you like, you know, this.
It doesn't match.
This will be too pretty for comedy when I'm doing comedy. I'll be guys be like, you're too pretty to be doing comedy, you know?
Yeah.
It's really fucked up.
I know. Even comedy, it's harder to make it if you're a woman.
I love comedy that you cannot fuck your way to the top. That's the beauty about comedy.
You can't what?
You cannot fuck your way to the top.
No.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love to see supermodels come in to do comedy. I love to laugh at them. I'm like, you're pretty. Yes, you are. But you can't do what I do, bitch.
Yeah, no. They can kind of, they can get booked a little bit.
Yeah, then people see they suck.
That they're not funny.
Get out.
Yeah.
Because being unfunny on stage and try to be cute to overcompensate is the most disgusting thing ever. It turns me off. Like, I'm disgusted when I see pretty people on stage. They're not funny. They're like, yeah, but I'm wearing this. Ooh. I'm like, get the fuck off the stage, you fucking, like, disgusting. Somebody slapped them.
I know. I have friends who are like, why don't you just wear something sexier on stage? And I'm like, that's just not... I don't really do that.
Yeah.
You know?
It has to be like
comfortable in a sexy outfit.
Yeah. You are, like, we sell our words. Like, that's what
we do. And that's what we should, that's what they should be noticing is what we're saying, not the way we look.
I think so. I love when, like, Adele, you know, people were like calling her fat. She's like, I sing to the ears, not the eyes. And didn't stop her from being fucking super successful.
Right.
Yeah, like, if you're good, you are good.
How did she lose that weight, though? Was it
I think it's like a...
She did some operation, right?
I think she did. And really? Like, really heartbroken, the marriage. Feel like, sometimes depression make you gain weight, sometimes make you lose weight, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of pills now, too, that people take, I think.
But I just feel like... pills are so unhealthy, though. Like, you get what you want, but then they take something out from you.
Yes.
In Chinese, we say, "yao san fen du," any kind of drugs, pills.
Yeah.
It has 30% of it is poison. That's kind of like, it's an old Chinese saying.
Yeah.
That's why I'm anti-drugs. I don't take any drugs.
Yeah.
I don't even take painkiller.
I've been anti-drugs for a while, too.
Yeah, because I just, I guess because when I was growing up, I just power through everything.
Yeah.
I don't take any painkiller. I don't take anything. So my body kind of like can resist pain and also cannot resist any painkiller and anything that's any medication. Like when I take it.
I know. I'm so sensitive. I've tried to go on antidepressants and it's like I have to take like a half of a half, you know, because I feel it too much.
Yeah, I was taking like a Zoloft.
Yeah.
And I had a glass of champagne and I had a blackout.
Whoa, I believe it.
I couldn't, I couldn't function because I can hear my mom tell me, you are a fucking loser. I wish you were dead. And then I can still go to school and get A+ and come home and babysit my brother and then like do a painting and do a competition.
Oh my God. You are a fighter then.
Yeah, I'll be okay. Yeah. And then people just like hear that. They'll be like, that's it. Like I can't handle it. Then the drug made me like, I just become a different person. I become an alien. Like everything slows down. I just, I don't know. But I really you know, for people who cannot cope, you need a drug to kind of like help you go through that. Drug is like a clutch, right? It helps you walk through the hard part, but it's not a thing you can't live without.
Right.
You always have to thrive. How can I go through this transition and go to the next level without the help of the drug? Because if you are, because the drug is like your body builds tolerance and you need more.
Right.
You need more. Then it really exhausts you.
Yeah. I know. I tried to microdose a couple times with mushrooms and it worked a couple times and then just made me anxious after that.
Yeah. So like, because...
And that's a natural, you know, I mean, that's supposedly a natural
one. I think having high achiever mom kind of make you drug resistant.
Yes.
Because like you live through that and then you feel awful and then the drug cannot take the edge off it.
Right.
Because you actually can handle it.
That's true. I do think we can handle quite a bit more than we think we can.
I'm still dying when you say like, I can't think of anyone want to be a comedian. She's like, she gave you materials.
She does. I have a lot of jokes. Like in my first album, I had a lot of jokes about her.
Yeah, she can't help. It just, and also it's funny because it's real.
Right.
That's the best.
Right. My sister and I call it a mompliment if she compliments us because it usually has like a little insult like laced in it. You know?
I love
like
that.
An insult.
Can you give me an example? I'm dying.
Oh man. Like when one time I moved into like a new studio apartment and I was like happy there and she's like, honey, I'm so happy you like your apartment. You know, I told my friend whose daughter just bought a $3 million house that I'm just as happy for Erica that she likes her studio apartment.
I really think my mom has found her best friend. I am.
And she really, I think she really thinks it's a compliment, you know, but it has to have like just a tiny bit of
I love that. Yeah. On Mother's Day, I bought her a Mercedes. And 4 days later, she was very unhappy about I did not make my bed. I said, Mom, I don't make my bed. That's why I work like a slave to pay for a maid. We have a maid full time. That's her job.
Yes.
She makes the bed. And I am editing my video right now so I can have her make the bed.
Right.
Like, you are learning to be a little princess. I'm like, I'm never a princess.
You're like, I'm working for
it. Like, I just cannot make the bed because that's not who I am.
Yeah.
When I make the bed, I'm anxious. There's people, they meditate when they are cleaning and taking care of things.
Yeah.
Good for them.
I know, I'm not like that either.
I can't. I'm thinking about my video, my shows, my tickets. I'm shaking. I can't. I'm a good cook, but I always burn myself because I worry about like, oh, you know, like this video has to be done. Like I need to repeat this email.
I just did that yesterday. I just touched my stove because I thought there's something I need to clean in the stove and I literally touched it while it was on. Like I put my finger on a hot stove.
We are not a good housemaker.
No.
I was like, I can't do it. She's like, you are trying to think, you're trying to be like a princess. You are trying. I'm like, I'm not trying anything, Mom. I said, Mom, I just bought you a Mercedes 4 days ago. Can you just be happy for 1 week?
Yeah.
She looked at me. She's like, I'm very grateful. Okay. But it's not like it's a Porsche. I'm like, what? She's like, well, it's not like a Porsche.
Oh my God.
I'm like, Mom, I did the best I can. She's like, yeah, I know you did the best you can. Yeah, but you know, it's okay. You know, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. I guess I'll return the Mercedes then.
She's like, it's not like it's a Porsche.
Wait, BMW or is that the same thing? No.
Similar, I think.
Similar.
Yeah, she's like, it's not like a Porsche. And she's like, I'm like, so if it's a Porsche, you'll be happy for 7 days?
That's the difference. I can't afford to buy my mom a car, though.
She's like, good for you.
That's,
good for you. Can you imagine? Like, your mom is happy that you are just as happy in a studio apartment. Like, you are as happy as if you bought a $3 million apartment. So she's proud of you being...
That I'm happy.
You have a big heart. You're like... Oh.
Yes, yes.
So you... I'm pretty sure when you have a $3 million house, it'll
be a little
one.
Happier.
No.
Yeah. Oh, it'll be another one?
Like, she'll be like,
so-and-so's daughter just bought a boat and a house.
Yeah.
But I'm happy that you like your little house.
Yeah, your little house, you're happy. But like, you know, our neighbor's daughter, she bought it with cash. You have a mortgage? Ew.
No, they, she is supportive though. She
they does, are like yeah, they can't
yeah.
help.
Yeah,
I think they. I think that kind of mom, they see you as themselves. Like they love you so yes. much. Like they see you as the extension of themselves.
Exactly.
She will die for you.
Yes.
She will give you her like a kidney and lung and everything.
Yes.
But at the same time, she will make you. She will talk to you as if she talked to herself.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Because she thinks that. Because she won't give you everything, so she just won't.
Yeah.
I feel like that she won't give you everything she has.
Yeah, it's almost like too much love. Mm-hmm. They love us too much. Yeah. That's why
I think
they
so.
Want more for us, maybe.
And if somebody talks shit about you, she'll be like very upset.
Oh, yeah. And she'll always, it's always, they're jealous. You know, it's always that.
That's so cute, though. Yeah. It's so cute. Like, they are jealous
they're
of my.
They're just jealous.
Yeah, they're so jealous of my apartment.
Yeah.
They're so jealous. That I'm happy in my apartment and they're not.
Wait, does your mom do this? My mom sends, like, if I'm performing in our hometown or something, my mom sends all of her friends to the show with, like, a bio of the friend. Like, so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. You know, she knew you when you were 5, and it's, like, a whole bio.
That's the cutest thing ever.
Yeah, and then she sends them all to the show.
My mom does the same thing because I don't perform in China, but I have, yeah. like, I have this interview with GQ China.
Oh, and cool.
My mom, like, it went viral in China.
That's
everybody
amazing.
See it, but my mom would send it to her friends.
Yes.
And then send me and be like, that is, this auntie said this about this article.
That's what I get too.
Like, yeah, like, that's what she thinks. Yes. Remember that auntie? when you in, like, when she changed your diaper and, like,
that's exactly
da, 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 da.
What I get that too, where it's she'll like, this is the review of your show from Bernice, you
yeah.
know, and then it's like a whole paragraph, like,
yes,
yeah,
she's so proud.
Yeah,
she's very proud.
My mom or your
yeah,
mom?
Your mom. It's both.
My mom. Okay,
they are yeah, proud, but they just
are.
They are.
They and just they, don't they, know.
Yeah, they're just like
a,
they treat us like they treat themselves.
Yeah, I think
like,
you're right.
That's really sweet. I learned that in order yeah. to be like to be happy, because if you don't feel that way. Every day is a struggle. Like, every time you talk to her, it's a heart attack.
Yeah,
like,
I'm like, I know. What? I've had that before, too.
Yeah.
From like, okay, you know, yeah.
Yeah. Adam Carolla told me, like, about his mom.
He's
who? Adam Carolla. Mm-hmm. He likes to race in cars. And, like, he invited his mom and his stepdad to it there. And I think his mom's name is Janet. And she said she'll be there. And then in the morning, she's like, oh, can't make it. And then, like, 2 days later, Adam Carolla went to their house to have dinner. And, you know, because he won the race. So it was, like,
oh,
a big deal. And
then, wow.
And the Carolla's stepdad's like, oh, I heard you won the race. That's great. And, you know, like, he's like, hey, mom, I won the race. And she's like, pass me the steak.
That's it?
Yeah.
She didn't care?
She didn't care. She didn't ask for anything. Adam Carolla's like, I'd rather have like a just mom tell me what's wrong with me. Like, my mom's like, you're so fat, so ugly.
Yeah.
Remove the mirror. You know, like, he's like, my mom's like, you're great. I love you. You know, you are great. I'm proud of you. Like,
yeah.
She would say that to him. He's like, I would prefer her to tell me that, like, what's wrong with me.
Yeah, wow.
That's hilarious.
Brutal. Yeah.
That's brutal.
That's like, brutal.
But like, I love you. I love you so much. I'm proud of you. You know, she can say that.
She can say that?
Yeah, she will say that.
Oh, okay.
All the time. He told me that. He said she would say that.
Yeah, because that's weird that she can't just say, good job.
Yeah.
My mom once said, because she hasn't visited me much in LA, and she once said, I'll visit you like if you're doing like a big thing, like a play.
You're like, mom, there's more people at my show than people at the play.
Yeah, I was like,
you know
a
that?
Play? I was like, I haven't done theater in 20 years.
I'm dying. She's the character.
Yeah, she is.
She's the queen.
The queen?
She's the queen. Yeah.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
the queen.
Oh, yeah.
I'm literally dead. Like,
yeah.
Just that one word from her, she gave you 30 minutes material, new material.
Oh, totally. Every and time she, we talk, there's
maybe
something.
Maybe she's telling you should be an actress. Like, you know, like.
Yeah, she wishes I did real theater instead of this comedy thing.
The comedy is hotter. And
I know.
And doing comedy, like, for you being a movie, it'll be easy peasy for you.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, comedians make the best actors.
I know.
Yeah. You were like a mom. Robin Williams.
Yeah.
It's okay.
She just wanted to say the one thing I wasn't doing, you know?
I love that.
Yeah.
My mom's like, well, you know, I'm happy, you know. I'm happy you're playing the Apollo, but, you know, like your cousin, you know, she's still married.
Does she really say that?
Yeah, she's still married. She can keep a husband. Like, she's like, but it's okay. You don't have to have everything.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, I have everything.
Yeah.
Not having a husband is
having everything.
Is having everything.
Yeah, you have kids, you have a career, you can buy her a car.
Yeah, she's like, well,
you've got everything. Yeah.
She's like, you don't have to have everything. I'm like, Mom, I think I have. She's like, it's okay. You don't have to. Like, she's trying to, like we would be having a good moment. I'm like, Mom, yeah. We sold out this show, you know, that show. She's like, that's amazing. That's amazing. But don't worry about it. You know, like, you don't have to have, the kids don't have to have a father too. It's okay. I'm like, Mom, I'm not worried about it. She's like, it's okay. You don't have to. I'm like, Mom, you don't have to comfort me. I'm not looking. I'm laughing right now. I don't need comfort.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I said, Mom, because she was so happy I'm sober now.
Yeah.
So I said, Mom, I'm sober now. And now it's 4 months. She's like, I'm so proud that you are sober. I'm like, why you look concerned? She's like, well, something else is happening. Something else is coming. I'm like, what? I don't know yet, but like, you're going to do something stupid soon. Because,
is
you know.
Is she psychic or she just thinks you're going to sabotage?
She thinks I will sabotage because she thinks it's too good to be true. She's like, you don't drink anymore? Your dad didn't drink. I said, you can't compare me to my dad.
Like, yeah.
I'm not my dad. He's like, you are not him. You know, you are, you got his looks, so you are pretty. I'm like, did you just call me pretty?
Oh.
She's like, I didn't say that word, but like, your dad is the more attractive one between me and him. So you look like him. So obviously you are, yeah.
So she did call you pretty.
She did, but out of the, she's like taking it back. But my father was like gorgeous. He's like so handsome. And that's why she married him, because he's so handsome.
Yeah.
He likes to read books. He's like very smart. He read a lot of books. He knows history. He knows politics. He knows culture. He knows all the war. He knows everything. But he likes to drink.
Right.
So she told me I'm pretty one time, like recently. And it's like, you are, you know, you are not like him, you know. Like, I'm proud of you, but then like, proud of what you're doing, not you. Like, you know, you got his look. You're pretty.
I wow. Like, so she just kind of puts in compliments, like, very subtly.
Subtly. Yeah, like your mom.
Yeah.
No, they don't want you to get too cocky.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah, they hate that because she's a perfectionist, right?
Oh,
she
thinks
being cocky is like, ruins everything.
Yeah. No, she's taught me to be too humble a little bit. Or my dad was actually very humble. He was very self-effacing.
Mm-hmm.
But my mom is probably more confident.
Yes.
She's very type A, very social, a real networker.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Do you look like your mom more or your dad more?
My mom. I look just like her.
That's amazing. That's so cute. What do you think about how you got in comedy? I'm just very curious because you were a ballerina.
I'm what?
You were a ballerina.
Yeah, I was about. So I like performed my whole life, and I did acting when I was like five, and then I switched to music. I was a cellist. I was a cello major in college.
Wow.
And I did ballet when I was a kid, but I did radio. So my uncle has a radio show called Aquarium Companion, and like my first gig was when I was 10, and I did this radio show in front of thousands of people.
Wow.
And I had a dressing room with Allison Janney. Do you know who she is? Yeah. So she's the first actress I ever met who was really successful. And then I just did that show for years and years. And I sort of learned comedy timing because he was, you know, he's a comedy writer. So he sort of taught me that. I kind of wrote for the show. And a lot of that was training me to be a comic without my realizing it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of in my blood to do it. And then I did acting and it just wasn't going well. And I was so frustrated. And my manager was like, you know, you should try stand up. And I was like, oh, I don't know. I'm really scared of that. And then I had an audition. It went really bad. It was like a bad audition. And I was like, that's it. I'm going to try stand up. And I just went and did stand up.
That's amazing.
And then I put it on Facebook. And my manager was like, you need to take that down. And this girl asked me to do her show from seeing that tape. She was like, oh, you're doing comedy now? So my manager sort of helped me figure out how to write jokes because I had no idea. I was just sort of like riffing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he taught me how to write jokes. And I wrote like 10 minutes in a week and did the show. And it went really well. And I was like, I guess I can do this.
It was in your blood. Everything you did prepared you to. Even being a ballerina is because being on stage.
True.
Like, feel like home on stage.
Yeah.
The thing, like, because the audience demand you to be comfortable on stage. If you are not comfortable, they are like sharks. They can sniff the blood and they will make you feel bad.
Yes.
Because of, I think, everything you did, you didn't notice it, but it's actually preparing you preparing you to become a great comedian.
It's probably true. And music is very about timing. So I think a lot of comics had musical backgrounds at some point, you know?
Yes.
Did you ever play an instrument?
I'm not a good musician, but I really do enjoy music.
Yeah.
Like, I love good music. It's people say like a painting decorated, you know, the space, but the music decorated time.
Yeah.
So it's so great.
That like, is so true.
I love good music. I enjoy it, but I think when I was little, my sister, she was singing. I was singing and I was told that I wasn't good. So I never played any instrument because I think I just know I can't do it.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe I should try later in life to just enjoy myself, to learn more music. But I like to write and I like to do painting and calligraphy.
You like to do what?
Calligraphy.
Oh, did you do that?
Yes, I wrote
that. That's so good.
Here.
Oh my gosh. When did you get that one?
Recently, after I got sober.
Oh, really?
And then I have this is from I Ching.
Wow.
I wrote it.
That's beautiful. Wow, you did a really good job.
I wrote that because
What does this one mean?
That's, you know, in China, in Tang Dynasty, China was at its most powerful. Mm-hmm. We had it's 1,000 years ago. There's a woman emperor. She's the only woman who ruled China.
Wow,
her name is Wu, Empress Wu. But Wu? She had this word made for her called the Zhao. It means power.
Wow.
It's like a power from a woman emperor. It's like, that's where my blood is pumping.
And that's what you are.
I want to feel the power. Whenever somebody's fucking me, I'll be like, I'm the motherfucking queen. No, the emperor. I'll be okay. Yeah, if you're fucking me, it's okay. You know, like, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
It's way too small to take me down.
Right.
It's about my mindset. Like, mindset. Yes. Because when something bad happens to you, all it matters is that what you feel. Because all the anxiety you feel eat you alive.
I know.
So I, like, even my divorce is very brutal. Like, I end up walking out from it. No money, no alimony, no child support.
Oh, my God. Really?
Just for peace of mind. Because I feel like my peace of mind is way more expensive.
So you didn't want anything from
it? I asked for it for years.
Yeah.
He wouldn't agree to it. And he's retired. So he has all the time in the world to go back and forth. But I just can't. I can't cancel my shows and go to court. Cancel my shows and go to court. Because I'm building a career. But he's already retired. So I just I look at this. You know, I have this in my heart. I used to have this word here. I'm just I should be the emperor, you know. She would not allow this affect her because I would have millions and millions of dollars because my time is valuable. I'm not allowing him to take my time and my space. Therefore, I'm walking out from this toxic. I want no money. I want children.
Wow.
Give me the children. I will figure a way to feed them.
Wow.
And that's what I did. And that mindset helped me during hardship.
Yeah.
Because it can be so difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And we are our worst enemy.
Yes.
Like how you see things.
Yeah.
Decide who you will be.
Right.
People think it's crazy, but it's not.
No, it's true.
Everything came out from an idea.
Yeah.
Like you are, you know, you are Erica wrote today, but it's the moment you're like, I'm doing stand up. I'm going to try.
Right.
This. I'm ready in 10 minutes. And then.
And I did it because I was scared of it, not. In spite of it, you know, mm-hmm. I did it. I should do the thing I'm scared of.
Yeah.
That's what I felt. Yeah.
You're like, I know I'm a performer. I'm just finding the best vessel for myself.
Right.
Yeah.
And where I have the most control because nothing else, you have no control over anything in this business and acting, no, zero control.
Exactly.
You're like, please hire me.
Yeah. And it's so subjective.
Yes.
You can be too pretty. For a job.
Right.
Like, no, you look too pretty.
But you won't even know.
Because
you know?
The lead actress who is a famous actress and you look like a younger version of her and you make her look ugly. So get out, bitch. And you're like, oh, your face and your body, like your face.
It doesn't match your body.
That person is a fucking
Oh, here's
asshole.
A funny acting story. One time,
I'm dying here.
It's just a short one, but I had an audition once for, the only description was medium sized. Like they're medium sized. Guess how many people in LA showed up for this audition?
How many?
Two. There were two of us that would admit we're medium sized.
I'm dead.
Isn't that hilarious? And we became friends and she actually has a career now. And she's actually also, this, it circles back. She's the one who put me on my first stand-up show.
Oh my
God. So I met her at this audition. We became Facebook friends. I started stand up. If I didn't do her show, I would never have kept doing stand up.
That is beautiful.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, the ladies who admit that.
The two women will admit.
That's amazing. That is hilarious. Yes. Acting, like, I think acting, you can fuck your way to the top if you're lucky. But stand up, you cannot. Because the dicks can't fly in to
You'd
save
have
your
to
life.
Sleep with the whole audience.
Yes. That's nice.
Well, I guess that's, well, the.
Janis Joplin, she's like, I meet love to 25,000 people. I go home alone.
Yeah, Did you say Janis Joplin? Yeah. I love her.
I love her so much.
She says, she has that great quote, you are what you settle for. Isn't that a good one?
Wow.
You are what you settle for.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. And then that's what I settle for.
There you go. You don't settle.
I remember the hardest moment for me is not the money, not in, like, I gave up all the money. It wasn't. It was when my daughter got in an accident. I think my mom and me and my daughter, we went out to have like a pho, like Vietnamese food.
Yeah.
My mom loved that restaurant. But my daughter, she's a little girl, but she's like, she's like, she's a monster.
Yeah.
So we didn't even watch. And the waiter put like a hot soup right next to her. And then she just slapped it. And it just burned her arm.
Oh my God.
And I was dead. I was like, I'm like, I wish I got burned. And
oh my God.
Since she's wearing a very tight sweater. We have a pool of the sweater. It's all red. She's crying, screaming. And we were in the hospital.
God.
And because we didn't have an appointment, it was urgent care. They couldn't attend her. I remember that's when I was so heartbroken. I mean, like, that's when you don't have control.
Yes.
Because, like, your child is injured and you have no control over it. You can't. I want me to get burned. Like, I can't.
Right.
I don't, she's a pretty girl. I don't want her. I mean, even if she's ugly, she still don't deserve to be burned. My daughter, like, I, it's me. It's my fault. And then thank God she's so strong and you're so young. There's no scar left on her arm.
Wow.
That's the hardest moment. One of them.
Yeah.
And then, like, when you are a parent, you realize that your mom is doing the best that she can.
Yes.
With the limited information she knows. Because back in their days, being a good mom is a certain way than we are now. And is also when my daughter was old enough to go to preschool. My son was in a very expensive preschool. And that was before the divorce. I struggled to pay for it. And now my daughter is going to the same school. It's like over $5,000 with like all the other classes.
Whoa.
I have a choice to transfer him to a cheaper school. But his father left and he's made friends. Like, I can't take that from him. He just stopped crying at school. And I also don't want to send her to a different school because my maid has to take them to a different school.
Right.
I'm adding 20 shows in 2 months.
Whoa.
My manager's like, you're going to get sick. Talk to me when I'm sick. I can't afford to get sick. I won't get sick.
Jeez.
Because my body won't allow me to get sick.
Right.
And I did not get sick. I'm the only person in my family, these people I know, never got COVID. Even though I brought COVID here, but I still didn't get it.
You just gave it to everyone else.
Oh my God. In Chinese, we say, 为母则刚, when you become a mother, you become steel.
Like
the metal, like steel. Like you can't.
Yeah, you can't ever get sick as a parent.
You can't. You can't afford it.
No.
Yeah, I remember I would not get my son out of the school. He has friends. And I won't get my daughter to a cheaper school. I'm going to, I don't know what I'll do, but they are going to not, they won't settle just because my life changed. I got divorced. I don't have anything and I don't have child support. I'll support them. I'll give them the best life. And I did.
Wow.
I'm so proud that I was able to do that. And I realized that how my mom was, she just came to the from the village to the city. And then they were like, oh, they don't have the city. You have to be like, be from the city in order to go to that school.
She's right.
Like, who should I brab? I'll brab everybody. Who should I do? What should I do?
Wow.
And she just like, she's stuck brabbing
she
everybody.
She got you into
she's
the
like,
school.
I'm going to I'm going to sell everything. I'm gonna sell my car. She's going to the best school. She's like, the only thing I want for my daughter is to go to the best school because I never got to go to school. She's not only going to school, she's going to the best school. They're like, it's like 5 times bucks. She's like, I don't give a fuck.
Wow.
Look at those hands. I can work. I can make like pancakes because we had a pancake restaurant. She started cooking.
Oh my gosh.
Then she had chef. Then she has three restaurants.
Oh my gosh.
She's an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And she just like, she's in the survival mode. You know, survival mode.
Yeah.
She's like, you know, like what you said, like how to get through the day. Like she got through the day. She got us in school and the best school.
Is she retired now?
She's retired now.
Okay.
Because we lost the restaurant during COVID.
Oh.
And now I'm taking care of her and the family.
And is she doing okay?
She is really good at school.
Yeah?
She's doing well in school. She's helping, teaching the kids Chinese, my kids.
Wow.
Their Chinese is good. The school has Chinese class too. So I'm like, they have to learn Chinese or I have to put them up for adoption because I can't have rude children. Like I'm a single mom. They better be like tight kids, you know?
Yeah.
Time flew by.
I know.
We talked like for an hour already.
Oh, it's over?
We have friends now.
Oh my God.
We have friends now.
We better be.
We have
We've
to.
Talked about our entire family.
What are we doing tonight?
Tonight?
Uh-huh.
I don't... Oh, I have to drive to San Diego.
What time?
I have a show.
Like have a show
soon.
Tomorrow?
Yeah. Tonight. I know. I'm driving. I agreed to the show. It's far away.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I was going to get you on my improv show.
Oh, but darn.
Okay.
I will be gone in November.
December, you are going to do it.
Okay.
You have to.
I'd love to.
Summers and Friends.
Okay.
Oh my God. If you are lucky. Where can we find you?
ErikaRhodesComedy.com is my website. And then Erica Rhodes Instagram is, I always post my dates there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jiaoying.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
We are friends now. I'm going to DM you.
Let's hang out.
Take photos and stuff.
Yeah, I love that.
You. They will think you are a fairy. They'll probably think you are a fairy princess.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to love you so much.
Aww.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You've helped my self-esteem a lot today.
Oh, you are gorgeous. You should walk out from your being a cunt.
Yeah.
To get some like a fucking
I do need
energy.
To work on that.
You should get some.
I need to turn into
Gwyneth
like
Paltrow
real
energy.
Bitch.
Yeah, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
Goop.
Yeah, I'm going to invent something called goop.
Yeah.
Noop.
Loop. Noop. Yeah.
Dupe.
Dupe. Yeah, dupe is cute. Yeah. It's cute. That's funny.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. That's so cute. Oh my God, that's amazing.